Hare Krishna. Once upon a time, it was a fairy tale. It was this Sankirtan fairy tales go, almost a fairy tale. When I think myself, and it was just the two of us, I think myself and Shukra Prabhu, we were doing traveling Sankirtan in the Maritimes. Maritimes are the eastern provinces of Canada. And there was no temples there. People really hadn't heard of Hare Krishna. And there's very nice, sort of simple people. And I remember that we came into this town. I think it was in Nova Scotia, but it wasn't Halifax. It was some other sort of town. And a mall was just opening. I know we arrived on Thursday because we distributed there over the weekend. And the mall was opening. And we decided that we would... We got there Thursday evening because we would do Sankirtan all day during the day. And then at night, we would travel to the next town. And so usually we do a town for a day unless there was something, some big place. And so we got to, went to this mall. Next morning, sure enough, we showed up Friday morning, but we didn't last very long, within about a half hour. The security got us, and and they took us to the manager, and I explained to the manager what we're doing, that we're Hare Krishnas, which it wasn't really quite clear what that was, and we're traveling around Canada, and we're distributing these books because we're distributing Krishna books, blue. Three-volume Krishna books with George Harrison's letter in it. And these are letters, books sponsored by George Harrison. And it's about yoga and meditation. And it's meant to elevate people's consciousness. And, you know, we're just going out and selling them and asking people for donations. So I remember he said, wow, this is God-blessed. And then I really thought, really? He thought, yeah, we're just opening the mall, and we're looking for different types of events and attract things to attract people and to accommodate people aside from just the shops, so things to go on inside. And it was a very big mall, at least by standards at that time. And so he gave us a spot, and I remember it was a spot not far from, not by the main entrance, but another secondary entrance, good entrance, and just underneath an escalator going up to the second floor. And so we set up under the escalator. He gave us tables and said, you can't walk around here, but I'll give you tables, you can distribute. And so we said, okay. And so for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we were there distributing distributing books. And of course, getting people coming over to the table was not really our style at that time. So we were mostly standing in front of the table, or I was when the guards weren't watching. And I think guards became sort of favorable to us. Then we were... distributing a little distance with some books in our arms and maybe bringing people over to the table. And it went very well. It's hard to say, let's say, remember right. I don't really remember but the exact details. But we distributed like 100, 150 sets of Krishna books, and which was each. Which was very good. And usually we sold the books for, well, minimum $3, but average we were trying to get $5. And which was quite a bit of money in those days. And everything went really well up until Sunday, sort of early afternoon. And he would come by every once in a while, the manager, say how things are going, and have a little chat, and I think we maybe brought in some prasadam for him. So it was very exciting, because it was very rare that we have that type of facilities. And I remember it was summer, so what to speak of that it was an air-conditioned place. It was certainly it was a blessing, Lord's blessing. And when he came on Sunday, it appears that some people were complaining that this is just some kind of sect or cult. And he also had read some of the books and seen that it was a bit violent. And so he was saying that it seemed like, and he was apologetic, that it was better if we just sort of moved on. And so we were okay with that because, as I mentioned, we were already quite tired because the farmer mall was open till like 9 o'clock at night. It was the main opening of a mall. So it remained open, and so we left on Sunday, and we were very happy, satisfied with the results, and it was a sort of special, special arrangement. After that, we connected with the band April Wine. We didn't personally connect with them. They were a band that was touring Canada, Canadian band, rock and roll band, and so we were just following them, and they would go from one town to another. We'd go to the same towns, and during the day we'd distribute on the street, and then in the evening we'd go to wherever they were playing, and we'd distribute books, show George Harrison's books, tell people that, you know, April Wine wanted you to take this book, and the band was really into it, and that way we were doing very well. It was one of my sort of memorable Canadian book distribution experiences. And we would usually get there whenever it was that the concert started, 6:37. I don't know when they started. Can't remember when they started. And then after everyone had already gone in and the music started, we left. But some of the young kids were also following. And we were informed that it seems that the band sort of came onto the fact that the Hare Krishnas were out there selling books and using not only George Harrison's name, but using their name. But it seems that they did make some kind of comment or some kind of statement that says that these are good books, and you know, if you see them, then buy them. So that was a good time, 1974, 73, 75 at latest, 40 years ago. And it was a wonderful time. Traveling, two devotees traveling in a van, cooking for ourselves on Sundays. Otherwise, we just have muesli. We didn't cook for ourselves, bathing in streams or rivers, and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna.